of the room.
So, Father, we bless you and praise you, Lord, Father God. Lord, you alone are Jehovah Rapha, our healer. And we trust you, Lord, Father God. Lord, we are lifting up Mom Wadella right now, Lord, Father God. And Lord, just like the centurion told Jesus, that, Lord, just send your word. So we send the word of healing now to her. Because, Lord, you are all places at all time, and nothing takes you by surprise, Lord. And we know what the enemy means for evil. You turn it around for our good. So we lift her up to you, and we speak healing to her mortal body from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are the Lord God who heals all our diseases, and you forgive our iniquities. You bore our sicknesses, infirmities in your own body, and by your stripes we are healed. Through the blood of the Lamb, we're made whole. So, Lord, we lift her up to you, Lord, as Avonda stands in proxy for her. Right now, we command every bone in her body to line up now. We command her hips to be healed now. We command her knees to be healed right now in the name of Jesus. As only you can heal, Lord, Father God. And we believe, Lord. You said the greater works we would do because you went to the Father, Lord. Hallelujah. You said to lay hands on the sick and they shall be recovered. To cast out demons in your name, to raise the dead in the name of Jesus. Right now we're raising Wadella Thomas up in the name of Jesus. And we're speaking life over her mortal body. Every inch from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord. And we give you all the praise and the glory. And we are in great expectation of a praise report even on today, Lord, Father God. Because nothing's too hard and nothing's impossible for you, Lord. You can do exceedingly abundantly above all we ever ask or think. And it's according to the power, your power that's working in us, Lord, Father God. So we bless you and we praise you for the healing. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for his healing virtue, for his power, and his awesome presence in this place. Hallelujah. So what brought her to my mind is the teaching that we had after the stone was raised, rolled away, and Mary was at the tomb looking for Jesus, and she thought Jesus was the gardener. When he spoke her name, her eyes were open, and she ran to tell everyone, I have seen the Lord. Hallelujah. I have seen the Lord. Anybody seen the Lord on today? Have you seen him during the week? Have you seen him this past week or this month, over the years, or even today before you got here? Have you seen the Lord? Amen. That was from John 20 and 18. I have seen the Lord. Jesus is the total sum of all things, and he's the healer, deliverer, the truth, the light, and the way, and the answer to every solution. We're always running here and there, running to friends, running here, reading books, but Jesus is the true answer. I'm going on your message now, Vonda. He's the good father. He's faithful to the end, always there, never leaves us, and will never forsake us. His love is unconditional concerning us. And according to John 3:16-18, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And verse 17 said, God didn't send the son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The one who believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe has been condemned already, because he has not put his trust in the name of the one and only Ben Elohim, Son of God. Amen. Are we putting our trust in God? Amen. I mean, he's the only one. He's the only one. We can watch Oprah. We can turn on Dr. Phil or whatever, but it's Jesus in the end, him, Jesus and him crucified. He knows our ending from the beginning. He's the one who spoke light be. He knew us before we were formed in our mother's wombs. And I'm going back to Avonda's message, Psalm 139, 7 through 12. There's nowhere that we can go that he's not there. Where can I go, David wrote, from your ruach, your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, look, you are there too. If I take the wings of the dawn and settle on the other side of the sea, even there your hand will lead me and your right hand will lay hold of me. If I say, surely darkness covers me, night keeps light as a distance from me, even darkness is not dark for you, and night is as bright as day. Darkness and light are alike. Amen. He's Adonai, he's Rapha, healer, cure, restore, and he makes whole. Hallelujah. Shortly after his people left Egypt from the promised land, God revealed himself as Yahweh Rapha. And even though it's not really Yahweh, because like Michelle said, well, we know, we in America, we try to assimilate everything and we try to put stuff in everything. There's no vowels in his name. His name is capital Y, capital H, capital V, capital H, the name that can't be spoken. That's why they call him Adonai. But if you try to say it, it's just a breath. Yeah. Yeah. That's who he is, the great I am. Amen. Hallelujah. He's Jehovah Jireh, meaning he provides all our needs according to his riches and glory. Amen. According to Philippians 4:19. And we know he's been providing for us even through these many years of COVID, even though, you know, we're back sort of to normal, but it's really not gone. But we know that God is greater than COVID. And we just move forward. We have to move forward. We can't look back. We can't stay where we were. We have to go forward in him. Amen. So another thing in Psalms that I like is in the Psalms 23. It says, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Adonai forever. And I call goodness and mercy the imperial twins, because there's nowhere we can go that grace and mercy is not following us. No matter what we're going through, grace and mercy is right there. No matter what we may think or how we may feel in the flesh or how we may think in our mind, grace and mercy is right there. I have seen the Lord, and it's good. He is good all the time. And there's lots of cliches out here. He's good all the time, and all the time he's good. But do you really know that he really is good and that he's good all the time? Hallelujah. He will make a way out of no way, but if you don't need a way, how do you know he can make a way? Hallelujah. But I know that he can. He is the way maker, the miracle worker. He's the promise keeper. He's the light in darkness. Amen. I know who he is. I have seen the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. With this loan forgiveness that the president has started, and then they canceled it, and then it came back, and then I got an email that said the loans, the college loans from EJ were erased, and got a letter, but then it said in 45 days, check your credit report. I didn't wait for 45 days. It's been maybe about a couple of weeks. I got on there on Friday, and there's nothing there. So I know that he can make a way out of no way. Amen. I have seen the Lord. Hallelujah. I have seen him work. I am in great expectation of what he is doing and what he will do. We don't know everything, but we know he is working at all times, everywhere. Amen. Hallelujah. He's all powerful, all knowing. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. Hallelujah. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And there's no one greater than our God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Absolutely. Yeah, I would say that some of us may get a refund. I'm in great expectation of a check in the mail anytime. And look, he's no respecter of person. What he's done for me, he can do for you. Amen. So expect the check in the mail. Pastor Tony used to always say it. Expect the check in the mail. When you start expecting it, when you start expecting, don't just say it. Start opening your mailbox every day and look for it. It's going to come to pass. If you're looking for healing, it will come to pass. You just start doing what you haven't been able to do. Amen. He's a good God. He's a great God. And we can't fathom his love and how he loves us, how he feels about us. We will never, our finite minds will never understand how much he loves us and how much he's for us. He said he has plans to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us an expected end. And we know that our former days will be greater than our latter days. Amen. So I'm expecting great things from God. And it doesn't have to be material things, because the word says the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. But it doesn't mean material things. It means health. It can mean peace. It means joy. It means love. These things you can't buy with a credit card. You can't buy with cash. Amen. But hallelujah, the things of God are eternal, but the things of the earth is temporal. And they're going to pass away eventually. But he remains the same today, yesterday, and forever. He's never going to change. He's always won every battle, and he will never lose a battle, and he never will. Glory to God. Our God is victorious, so there's no need for us to walk around with our heads down, bent over, feeling bad, because he already took the sickness on the cross over 2,000 years ago. And I know you got to know that you are healed. But you got to know who you are in Christ Jesus. You got to know what he says about us. We have to know that we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. We got to know that he's given us authority in his name to trample on scorpions and serpents and all the power of the enemy. And nothing, not one thing or some things, nothing will ever harm us, because we trust in him and we know who we are in him. Hallelujah. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I have seen the Lord. Amen. I know where he has brought me from. Glory to God. I can speak for me. Low self-esteem, feeling rejected because I didn't have a relationship with my father, and because my grandparents raised me, but my mom raised my other siblings. All that stuff for over 47 years. And then I got a word from the Lord, from the man of God, and then I dropped it. And I know who I am in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I am his beloved. You are his beloved. He loves you as we love him. Amen. Glory to God. He's a great God. He's an awesome God. Hallelujah. I have seen the Lord. I have seen him work. I know what he has done in family. I know what I have seen in the testimonies of those who have been healed and who have been delivered, who have been set free by the Spirit of the living God. Not necessarily somebody laying a hand on you, although that works too, but sometimes it just takes Jesus and you. Amen. Just you and him in your quiet time, in your prayer time, you and him alone. And then you can see him for yourself. Because trust me, he's always speaking. We're not always listening, but he's always speaking. He will speak to you. All you got to do is be still and know that he is God. Just sit silent in a room somewhere. Just sit quiet in a room. No TV, no cell phone. Just be silent before him. And he will speak just like I'm speaking right now. And he will lead you. The Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. He will bring things back to your remembrance. Just like yesterday, Eddie misplaced his wallet. We couldn't find it anywhere. We looked high and we looked low. We couldn't find it. Every car, under the bed, behind the dresser, in the drawers, in the bathroom, in the back. We couldn't find it anywhere. But we said, Holy Ghost, you know where it is. So you're going to show it to us. So we went to Juneteenth, him without a wallet. So we got back home and we were still looking, because he was going to work in the evening. We still looking for this wallet. And I go in the bedroom and I saw a pair of khaki pants hanging up by my closet, and I touched them. And then Holy Ghost said, look in there. And I looked in the bathroom. There was another pair of khaki shorts. Feel the pocket. And there was the wallet. He'll show it to you every time. Every time. Every time. Every time. You ask him, he knows. Amen. You ask him, he knows. We misplaced a big check when he was in business. I think it was over $10,000. Couldn't find that anywhere. Holy Ghost, show us where it is. It took a couple of days, but we had to trust him. He walked right up on it and got that check. So it wasn't really lost. We just misplaced it. There's nothing that can be misplaced or lost. And people say, I found Jesus. Well, Jesus was never lost. It was us that was lost. Amen. So, no, you didn't find Jesus, but he found you. He found me. Hallelujah. When I didn't even want to be found, because I was doing my own thing and I was doing it and doing it and doing it well. Amen. Glory to God. But Jesus, we bless God because I have seen the Lord. Hallelujah. And his works are great. Amen. His works are great. So I just bless the Lord for your time and your hearing at this time. And surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of Adonai forever. John 20:29 says that Yeshua said to Thomas, and this encourages me, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are the ones who have not seen yet believed. We are the ones who have not seen him, but we believe. I have seen the Lord. Amen. I'm done. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. At this time, we'll prepare our hearts and minds for our communion. Oh, offering. Is it offering now? Did I miss it? I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, if you have anything for the offering, there's a basket. What is it? Thank you. There's a basket in the back, and Melinda's passing. I'm sorry about that. I jumped out the gate before the gun went off. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yep. Ask Holy Spirit. He knows. Nothing is hidden from him. Glory to God. Lord, we bless you and praise you. We thank you for those who are giving and those who don't have to give, Lord. We know that you give seed to the sower, and we bless you, Lord. For obviously our jobs are not our provider, but Jesus, you are our provider. And our jobs are our ministry. God's placed us on jobs for a purpose and a plan to be a light in darkness. So let us be a light as he gives us divine opportunities to show his love wherever we go, especially on our jobs, because it can be trying. Trying. As we prepare our hearts and minds for our communion, Father God, we bless you and praise you, Lord. We honor you. And we bless you, Lord, Father God, because you're great and greatly to be praised. As we partake of your Last Supper, Lord, as we partake of this communion, Lord, Father God, as we remember you within our minds and our hearts, Lord, we know that you are remembering us, putting us back together as the body of Christ. As you are the head, we are the body. As you connect us and unify us as one, Lord, we come before and decreeing and declaring that you are Lord of all, and there is no other. Creator of the universe, Lord, we ask that you bless the bread, the wine, the juice, Lord, as we go forth in you. In Jesus' name, amen. We bless you, Lord. We honor you and we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives, Lord. We don't see everything, Lord, but we know that you're doing something. Every day, Every second, every minute, every hour, you are moving in our lives. And we bless you and we praise you for it. So, Lord, we bless you and praise you for this communion. Lord, Father God, that when we take on, when we eat the wafer, when we drink the wine and the grape juice, Lord, we take on you in every aspect of our lives. We take on your healing. We take on your peace. We take on your joy, Lord, Father God. And we bless you and praise you as we go forth in you, Lord, Father God, and thank you. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Lord, we do this in remembrance of you. Amen. And Lord, we take the cup that represents your blood. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And when we take this, Lord, being redeemed, you see us as white as snow. And everything that we have done, Lord, you remember no more. And for that, we're forever grateful to you, Lord. No one can do us like you can, Lord. You are a true and faithful friend. We love you and we honor and we adore you, Adonai. In Jesus' name, amen. So as we go forth, I'm going to speak a blessing over y'all. I'm going to do it in Hebrew and then I'm going to do it in English. Yavarecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. Ya'ir Adonai panav elech v'shenecha. Yisha Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lacha shalom. Adonai bless you and keep you. Adonai make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. Adonai turn his face towards you and grant you shalom. In Jesus' name, amen. Everyone be blessed.